Christmas is coming, a holiday awash in music, from the classics to the classical, from Bach, Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring. To the John F. Kennedy Choir of Plainview, New York. Okay, maybe that's not on anyone else's CD player, but those of us who were in the Kennedy Choir of Plainview, New York, under the direction of the man they called Mr. Christmas, even though oddly he was Jewish. And Ron Cohen, Mr. Cohen, is back with his picks for classical choral listening. Welcome back.
It is great to be here, Robin.
What do you have to start us off?
I thought it would be nice to start us off with the Cum Sancto Spiritu from the Bach B minor Mass.
Yes. Now, already you're directing. What are you hearing here? You're directing it, as you said.
I got to tell you. Why do I love this, Robin? Because this is what we call stretto. And stretto in music is taking these thematic material and going cum sunk, cum sunk, cum sunk, cum sunk. And it's, oh my goodness, this is exciting.
It comes from every direction. Let's listen.
It really does. Listen to this. Listen.
One of the oldest Christian prayers, part of the traditional Roman Catholic Mass. And in our choir, we used to sing the Vivaldi Cum Sancto Spiritu. Let's hear a little of that.
Yeah. Slightly different. It's very linear, and he's not taking that stretto form. He's spinning it out a little bit more. So if I go Cum Sancto Spiritu, I'm not jumping in all over
right.
the place.
More linear.
It's filled out more.
Well, and this is one of, I know, your favorite choirs. This is the Academy of St. Martin's in the Field Choir of King College, Cambridge. And the Bach piece was the other great, Robert Shaw.
The Atlanta Symphony Chorus at Robert Shaw.
Yeah.
Arguably the most influential choral director of the 20th century, Robin.
Okay, and you're second. All right, so we will have this list at hereandnow.org, but there we heard the Bach, the Vivaldi. Vivaldi, by the way, wrote his in the early 1700s when he was music master at the Pietà, the orphanage and music school in Venice. We've talked about that. Mr. Cohen, your next piece, Deo Gratias.
By Benjamin Britten, who... He wrote it in 1942, and the reason I picked it about it, it sort of represents 1,000 years of this choral singing in England, and he does the same thing, Deo gratias, Deo, 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 that same stretto thing, and it's exciting as get out.
This is one of Britten's Ceremony of Carols 11 movements, written for Christmas and performed by?
The Etheria Vocal Ensemble. And you know what?
Yeah.
They're rather magical. They really are quite something.
Okay. Next, a French song, Entre le Bouffe et l'Angrie.
Robin, I just discovered this thing out of nowhere, and I realize now it's the oldest French carol that they're still singing, mm-hmm. and it deals with the idea of between the ox and the ass was the sleeping Christ child. Second verse goes into Mary holding the Christ child, and the third is he's sleeping between lilies and roses, and it is haunting and beautiful.
And who's this recording?
A group from Germany called Die Symphonik.
Okay, from the 13th century. Entre le Bouffe et l'Angrie. Can you listen to music without conducting? What is
it's hard to do.
I know. And what's moving the arms here? I mean, it's beautiful, but
I find this really lovely. Mm-hmm. And it's just something I want to move with. It's really nice.
Yeah. Lastly, Dona Nobis Pacem, we're going back to the Bach B minor Mass.
Yeah, this is the last movement of the B minor Mass, and as far as I'm concerned, it is, again, in this kind of music, they do a lot of text painting.
Text painting.
Let's take the Messiah. Every valley shall be exalted. Exalted, he takes the note, he paints it by the music going exalted, so the music goes up and up. Or he goes, behold the Lamb of God. Behold goes up. You're beholding. He goes, behold. That's text painting, which is basically done in the Baroque period. So if they go, behold, like that, it would go, behold.
You're looking up.
You know, so this is to me, bringing the heavenly harmonies together in just this glorious, beautiful presentation. And you just listen to this and revel in it. I have to say this. The Bach B minor Mass, in my opinion, is the single greatest Mass that's ever been written by man. That's my opinion. Why don't we just sit back and let our listeners revel in this absolutely stunningly beautiful finale to the B minor Mass. It is one of it's one of the great treasures, Robin.
Dona Nobis Pacem, the last movement from Bach's B minor Mass, sung by the Atlanta Symphony Chorus under the direction of Robert Shaw, all bow. Mr. Cohen, Mr. Christmas, thank you so much.
I love being with you, Robin.
Thank you.